Chapter 4. The Rutherford Point Preserve was located on a neck of land on the north shore of Long Island. Back in the 1800s, it had been a waterfront estate belonging to multi-millionaire oil tycoon Beaumont Rutherford. He had bequeathed the property to the state of New York to use as a park. The place's history as a rich man's hideaway was very much in evidence as the Cedarville school bus circled the 25-foot-high wrought iron fence and entered through the towering front gate. Even Darren was impressed.
"Whoa! I'm going to get myself a place like this when I get rich and leave you losers in the dust."
Mr. Martinez laughed tolerantly.
"You'd better start saving now, Darren. Remember why the Rutherford family had to give it away. Even they couldn't afford to pay the taxes."
Darren shrugged.
"So I'll invent the dump pick or something like that. How hard can it be?"
Griffin was about to whack Darren with his lunch bag when he noticed that Ben had dozed off in the seat beside him. The timing of this field trip had thrown off his friend's corrective nap schedule.
"Wake up, man,"
Griffin hissed, with a sharp elbow to Ben's ribs. Ben's head bobbled upright.
"I'm awake."
He peered out the window.
"Wow, look at this place."
The main house was a gray stone castle, complete with turrets and towering balconies. Melissa peered through her hair curtain.
"Is that the zoo?"
"Nice crib," Darren exclaimed. "I wish I was an animal."
"You are," Griffin pointed out. "A pig."
"That's not fair," Savannah protested. "Pigs are highly intelligent, sensitive creatures."
"All aboard animals is a floating zoo," Mr. Martinez reminded them.
"Look, everybody."
The bus crested a rise.